Shir Yud Aleph in Kedushin by Rosh Hashiva Yud Dalet Heves Etov Shemem Hey, January 7th, 1985, and Monday.
I'd like to go over the Kedushin. Alolam Dalet. Alomohe Koma. Rina Harufosi Yudin Kudeshis. Shechim Zuri. Kien La Uta Chuf. Lena, aber da auch nur in der Kaufasse in den Kudesch. Die Vorwärter in Mela, da wurde die Hut da auch nur hoch. Da ist die Verwandte Kessel da. Sie in diesem Tätzen und Kore, when the Gemara said that because of Shifra Nachel is Lish, so in every place of the world it's a Roshan Yushi, habe es auch gleich noch, die man nur mal der Hecke Shifra Nachel ist Lish, nach Kossel mit Abbas. Die Scheiche Gott hat gewusst, die im Kirche rasch, die mir im Sohn, die im Sohn, die keine Lohn, die Rabbi Kive, die Oma, die Chetze Schiffho, die Chetze Baschele, Hakosu Bidabea, Oime Charufosi, die Chol Mokin, die Kudeshis, die Chim Kosva Rambam, Harei at Arusosi, Harei at Mokofosi, Harei at Charufosi, Harei in Kudeshis. Because, so in other words, since we passed more like Rabbi Kiveh, so in Mele, the Rambam passed with the whole Mokim Har, Hariyat Harufosi in Kudesh. Because, the Tluke Dan Roi, the Felik HaShoreach, Chetche Shifra, the Chetche Baschel, he touched the Dushin Kvao, the Loi, and Mashman and Rosam, the Afil Mandoma, the Tafsid of Dushin, Loi Dushibadi Koma, אלו סופים קודשס דהב ונשתחרו וקיב לו קדוש מאחר וקודשת השני מסופת וצריך הוגת משנה אהו מספי כאב ונחפס מרסס קומה או עם מחלס קומה אם כן אפילו לדידון וקיימו לחשפת עשרה קצת דבר ואם לך הרופוסי המי קודשס מור המי קודשס מור so he says that even if we pass from like Rabbi Akiva, so still she is not the Kudeshes Bivadai. She is only the Kudeshes Bisopi. She is only the Kudeshes Bisopi. Now, he says it's much more than the Mora in giving that way. First, the Gemara has not by it whether a chotzer lechetzin acherim, if he's in kaddish basherim, whether the gushin is gushin or not. And that's a by the link. So it's a sofer. And that's how the Rambam passes. That chotzer lechetzin acherim, shikin shisho, so sofer kudesh. Then, the Gemara says, Omar Rabbah. The sixth big line in Daphne Gimel Amidah. Omar Rabbah, Kishem Sham Kadesh Chotzi Isho, Eim Kadeshes, Kachetzi Yoshifro Vechetzi Yabaschirin, Shemizkacho, Eim Dusheo Gdushi. Eim Dusheo Gdushi. So Rabbah says, just as I'm carrying Shkotzi Isho is in Kudeshes, let's be more in Dushi further on the next dab. Because Isho Rachmono Mamuloy Chotzi Isho. So Mamele, if somebody says Chetzech in Kudeshes, he's in Kudeshes. He's in Kudeshes. Well, Kachetzi Yoshiko Chetzech Basheri, Sheniskacho in Dushi. Because the Chetzi or Shif or cannot be Mugadeshis. So only the Chetzi Baschirin can be Mugadeshis. Amal Rav Chizde Nidome. Hosom Shia Bidiyone. Hochelui Shia Bidiyone. When do we say that Chotzi Ishoy is Limud Deshes. In other words, if it's possible to be Mikavish Holmish, and he is Mishaya, and he says, I'm Mikavish only half of you, so then, Ishoy will hot Ishoy. So it goes across the Kedushin is not how old he is. Mashim came Chetashi Lachet Vashem, he couldn't be Mikavish, the Chetashi. She is Bukhaz in Kedushin. So it's Roy Shia Bekinone. So then, the Chetashi Vashem become the Kedushin. That's what Rav Chizki said. Dorash Rabbe Barabune, Kishim Sham Kavish Chotzi Isho, Einu Mikudeshes, Kachetz Yoshiko, Bechetz Yoshiko, Bechetz Yoshiko, Bechetz Yoshiko, Einu Mikudeshes. Omalei, Rav Chizki Midomosh, Shibinyoro, Poche, Eloi Shibinyoro, Hodor, I'm sorry, Hodor, Ikim Rabbe Barabune, Ameir Alei, Vidorash, והמכשיר הזה סתך שבחו אינו דומים לילדו לתאירו וגניח שלמה אף על פי שהוא was חזק. At first he said רבי ברבוני not like רב חיזק, not like רב חיזק, so he said that, not like רב חיזק, so he said that just as חוצי אישו יזו מקדשס סוחר תשיב אחרי בספר יזו מקדשס אילה. Then he was Chizik. And he conceded to Rav Chizik. He conceded to Rav Chizik. After the Shomu, Hamikadish Chotin Shem Kedeshes, Abu Chetze Shiva Chetze Baschirin Shem Iskacho, Dushel Gush, my time, Hosom Shia Bikinone, Ocher Lon Shia Bikinone. Omer Rav Chizik. כשאם שם קביש חוצי אישר עם קודשת, כחצי שיב החצי בסכן שנזכר שו, אין קדושה או קדושה. ואם לאחי שאנחנו שם בלו מיספו עם זה יוריה, לאחי שאנחנו בעצם אקספרשת, המנחי שאנחנו נזדק, you can't see very well, you can't hear very well. So in other words, if you whisper into your ear, you'll say silently, so that it'll be hard to hear. עוד אומרים איזו שיפר חרופו זו שחצו שיפר וחצו בסחירים המרשת לדפי. So we see that you should be sleepless על מבסרוסיו על מבסרוסיו. So actually she says אומלי קלחי תראה בשמואל. So I'll tell you like תראה בשמואל שהוא אין לי בשיפר תנאיניס המורשת רבי דיברי משיפות נאיניס בסיס רוסיו אלא מהי סלוח הנעימה מהי מורשת מיוחדת. So even though רבי שמואל uses the expression מורשת, but it doesn't mean מקדשת, it means מיוחדת. So מלא even רבי עקיבא when he says חצי שיב או חצי בסחרי המורשת, he doesn't mean מקדשת, he also means מיוחדת. So in other words, so you have him מחלקת between we have him a flakes between Rav Sheishes and Rav Chizki and Rav Chizki. In other words, according to Rav Sheishes, even Rav Akive who says that Shiva Harufa means Chetzo Shiva Chetzo Vastelin, but it doesn't mean Dush Mamish, it means Yechetz. So it's a Kiyamishes, but not Dush. And according to Rav Chizki, Rav Akiva, when he says, Chetzo Shiva Chetzo Vastelin, Rav Moreses, means Mikudeshes Mamish. Alright. Now, the Rashba said that from the Gemara it's Mashma. So far we see there is a Machlekes. There is a Machlekes in the Gemara as to whether we did Rav Akiva. So Shivcha Rufo is Mikudeshes Mamish, or also only Miyochetes. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, it means a regular Shifat Tainis Miyochetes, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it means a Chetzo Shifat Chetzo Vastelin Miyochetes. But not Mikudeshes Mamish. But the Rashba says that even the one who says Mureses Mamish, so the Kedushin is only Misopot. رومش من همه ها سام دفتی رو من دارم رو تبس که گوشی خیلی توشه بده ای کار من اگر صافی کنیدش ایسی ده همه ویمیشتخ رو به تیب رو گوش ماخه یا میکودش ایسی نیصافی و چخیخ رو بیت میشنه یم اگیت میشنه یم او مستیک همه این نخفز می مرسیس کام بر اوی میخرس کام بر so far we didn't see that in the morning because so far we see there is a machlokes between Rav Sheshes and Rav Chisde what the pshat in Rav Akiva is so according to Rav Sheshes it means miyachedes so it's not dush but according to Rav Chisde it means mikudeshes mamesh so it is dush so why is it only mikudeshes misotem well the Rashba means the other one so let's go further Omar Rav Chisde חציו שפרו וחציו בשכל שנזקצו לרובי ונשתחרו וחוזרו ונזקצו לשפרו first the חציו שפרו וחציו בשכל was נזקן לשנרות in other words I'll read it about you so Dushi he says now this is Rav Chisde now Rav Chisde is holds that according to Rav Akiva who says that שמחרוך means חציו שפרו וחציו בשכל המורסס, so it means מקודשת ממש. So he is saying this member. This is what the Rashba is referring to. This member. חצי שיפור חצי בשכל שנזכת שום רובן ונשתחרון וחוזרון ונזכת שום שימי ומייסו שניהם. So first, קודם עם קדושה. And the contrast is there. So the Gushin was ages. Then the Odin was Mishachel, the Chetzio Shifo. So after the Odin was Mishachel, so now she's completely Basrel. She has no Tzachifus in her. Then after the Odin was Mishachel, the Chotzi Shifo, and she is already a total Basrel. So Shimon was Mekadosh. Because of the scatter of Shimon, who makes a Shimon. And Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Because of Shimon was Ochit, Vechai Reuven, and Reuven was Gershon. So, who makes a Shimon, Reuven and Shimon, both brothers died, Levi is alive, Misiabem is a Levi. It's a very strange thing. So Levi can be Miyadma. Now there is a aloche that Eishe Shnei Meisim cannot be Misyadmas. Now how is it possible that a woman should be married to two men? That's impossible. But on the Rabbanon level, it is possible. On the Rabbanon level, it is possible. So in other words, according to Mishamai, it would be possible even on the highest level, to be an Eishes Shnei Meisim. Because Bishamai Shiti is that Maimer is Kenan in the Raisi by Rom. You know, Aloch is, let's say, Reuven and Shimon, two brothers. So Reuven died, and he had no children. So his wife is Kukonim. Then, Aloch is, of course, with the Raisi, you want to be Aloch. So he's Boalel and he's Kenan, then she becomes Shimon's wife, but in the Rabbanon, it's also it's my spiritus to be boiled. First, he has to make Maina. What does Maina mean? He has to make Kadisha the Keset. Now, like this, Keset is king in the Raisi, but by Ivome, Keset is not king with the Raisi. So it's only king in the Rabbanon. After he's Mikadish, the Ivome with Keset, then he's Mikhail the Mitzvah of Ivome Yodva. But with the Raisi Maimer does not affect any key in the Yivam. According to Mishamai, Maimer affects the key in the Raisi. But of course, we don't pass on like Mishamai, we pass on like Mishamai. So Maimer only affects the key in the Rabbah. So Melee, according to Mishamai, I'll leave it there. He'll say, it's impossible to visualize each Shmei Meisi in the Raisi. But on the Rabbah, so, Shnei Misyabem is already Vein and Mikirin by an Eish Shnei Meis. Now look in the Rashi. On the base. ואין המקיר בו איש השנימיס ואין החצי הויסו לא זה וחצי לא זה ובטיח שנייה מבו להאמינו מיומץ. Now, if we'll be able to visualize a case of איש השנימיס in the Reise, so then in the Reise she's not his Japanese. But if it's not in the Reise, in the Rabbonon איש השנימיס, so then in the Rabbonon she's not his Japanese. What's the case where she's an איש השנימיס in the Rabbonon? ואמרו לנו יומץ, גימו אחי נישואים, גימו נושי נוחיז. You have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. And let's say, Reuven is married to Leah, and Shimon is married to Rochel, and Levi is married to Bill. I mean, and Leah, Rochel, and Bill are not sisters. Even though she not is, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers, but Leah, Rochel, and Bilhah are not sisters. So people are actually seeing even though she not is, who may say her name, Reuven died. The also was Hashem in my name. So a little bit Mishamai, she becomes the wife of Shimon. But a little bit Bishilel, she becomes the wife of Shimon only the Rabbah. Also was Hashem in my name. And then Shimon died, who makes Chiletzes of Reuven's Yadens. So she cannot give Reuven's Yadens. Remember, who makes Echol in her. Misho leo zikas yom en Echol. The Lord Misho leo zikas Shnei Yivam. Because here, and according to Bishila, according to Bishama and the Raisa level, according to Bishila and the Rabbonu level, she has an infile from two husbands. And in the Reise level, she is the fellas from Reuven to Levi, because Shimon has not acquired any genishes in her to the Maimah. And but with the Rabbonon, and in the Rabbonon level, Shimon also acquired the genishes in her to the Maimah. So there is an infile from Shimon too. So the village cannot, the Levi cannot be Yadna, because she is an Ishish Nemes. Now, Rav Chisda is saying Rav Chisda is the mandoma who says that when Rav Akiva says Shifcha Rufo is a Chetze Shifcha or a Chetze Baschirin Hamures is on the Vibri, he means Mikudesh is Pames. So Gdush is Steifes. So when Reuven was Mikadesh the Chetze Shifcha or a Chetze Baschirin, she became Mikudesh. She became Mikudesh. Because it's Roishia Bikinone, so it's not like Chotzi Isha. So why does it say Monefshech? What kind of Monefshech is it? What kind of Monefshech is it? So how does Rashi explain it? So he says, Aval hoche, lo yizika shnai mao, lechad nai dushin mur, udi idoch laf kumu, ומיהו משום תוקד אמרוי אלוהיו מסבתו לו נהים נאי הבקושי והשלי למי סלו מסייבמס לילי מימונש. Because before there was a מחלקס, I mean Rav Chisda himself participated in that מחלקס, but according to Rashi, Rav Chisda has a sofot. So the מחלקס was really between Rabbe Baravune at the end. So, Hodor Inkim, Rabbe Baravune, Amir Ali, Midorash, و مخشی و عزیز استخص شده خواه این رو دومی می داریم و تیه رو دیمیر شاونه افا پی شام و هم همیش خاطیزی شایی مقدش است او خط شیف و خط بسخیری شیز کچو دوشه و دوشه at first he held differently but at the end Rabbi Baravune held that Chet Yoshif or Chet Yobastrin she is captured so she is in Kodesh and Rabbi Yishes was here so there is a machlik samoroi between Rabbi Baravune and Rabbi Yishes as to whether Dush be safest in Chet Yoshif or Chet Yobastrin as to whether Dush is safest in Chet Yoshif or Chet Yobastrin. So he says, Rav Chisda is a subject. Whether the Alochi is like Rav Sheshes, or the Alochi is like Rabbi Barabun. So even though Rav Chisda was the one who was chilek, officially, against Rabbi Barabun's original ship, isn't that strange? Rabbi Barahavunis original Shita said that Kishen Shamkhanis Chotzini Shalim Kudeshes so Chetzi Shifo Chetzi Vaskirin Shemiskacho also in Kudeshes. So then Rav Chisda was Chelekani. Then Rabbi Barahavunis conceded to Rav Chisda and Rav Sheishes was Chelek on the final Shita of Rabbi Barahavunis. But Rav Chisda, who made Rabbi Baravune Bechelizea, he himself had a subject. It's very strange, but this is how Rashi explains Rav Chisda. Because when Rav Chisda was chilek on the original view of Rabbi Baravune, he was only chilek misofik. Maybe there is a difference between Mikadish Chotzi Misho and Mikadish Chetzi Shif from the Chetzi Vasrei. Maybe. But maybe not. This is how Rashi explains the memory of Rav Chisda. Umishum plukte dam roye leo misapto on him in ayahar dushi. Vehashi de meisul misabekes leo vi Mimonefsh. Yeah. Alright. Now then, let's go more further in order to understand the thesis. Ikva. Chetz Yoshifo lechetz Yobaschirin. Sheniskacho leRubein. Vimishtachiro vichozbo vimishtacho leShimen. Rav Yisit vachomim Rav Nachmon. Pogu vishirishen. Rav Zeirom Rav Nachmon. Gombo vishirishen. So, now we have another machlokes between Rav Yisef, Bachomim Rav Nachman, Rav Zeirom Rav Nachman. If Chetzi Shifo Chetzi Vaschirin was miskacho leRubein, and how are we assuming that the Kedushin was teifes? If the Kedushin was not teifes, let's say Chetzi Rav Sheshes, so then there is no problem altogether. See, the Kedushin was not teifes in the very outset. So in other words, this is the machlokes between Rabbi Yisit Bachome and Rav Zeire is a libe Rabbi Barabune, who says that the Chetzio Shifro the Chetzio Basrevin Shemiskacho so the Shev Dush. So the Dush originally was valid, and then she was Mishtachro, and then Shimon was Mikavishna. So the question is whether it's Poku Kedushin Rishen or it's Gombo Kedushin Rishen. Whether it's Poku Kedushin Rishen or it's Gombo Kedushin Rishen. Now, so Rabbi Yisit Bachome says Poku Kedushin Rishen. Afilu Mangoma Mekudeshes Bo Ashichu Veivkio Umkudeshes Rishen. The moment she is Mishtachria, so then the Kedushin of Reuben is Pokah. So Mila, now she's a Pnuya. When she is Mikadeshah, she is a Pnuya Gmura. So she becomes Mikudeshes to Shime. Shari Mishtane Gufo, Bahavala, Kukotu Shemila. And Kapiron Rab Nachman, Gomu, Mishirish. Al the Ashiko Gomu, that Achsho Pabole or Bioshom Maltesoyo, Afil Mazi, Mikandele, Habole or Bimisi. So the contrast, you see. In other words, assuming that Chetzio Shifko and Chetzio Basheri, so the Dushin is Dushin, but the Dushin is not Dushin Mui, if somebody is Bizanet with Chetzio Shifko, Chetzio Basheri, Hamkudesh is not a Bibli, is he higher Mise? Is he higher Mise? Is she higher Mise? No. He is higher called, and she is higher as Hawkes. So the Dushin is a special kind of Dushin. The Kedushin is a special kind of Kedushin. So that was while she was a Chetzi Shifra of Chetzi Basheri. But then the Ordin was Mishacher, and she is a total Basheri. So there is a machlekes between Rav Yisei Bahome and Rav Zeire, according to Rav Yisei Bahome, in as much as at the time of the Kedushin she was a Chetzi Shifra. And Kedushin Gmurim could not be taken in her. Now that she is capable of being affected by Kedushin Gmurim, so Mele, the special kind of Kedushin is automatically Poka. Automatically Poka. Even before she comes in this Mikadosh, it's Poka. It's Poka. Because this special kind of Kedushin could only take effect and could only continue in her as long as she is a Chetzer Shifra or a Chetzer Basheri. But the moment the Odin is Mishachi as a Chetzer Shifra and she is a full Basheri, so then the Kedushin, the special Kedushin is Pukah. So she comes to me. And according to Rav Zeire, Rav Nachman, the commentary, until now, until the Shechu, so it was a limited push. In other words, there was no Chiyuv Misek for her. Just called Malkes. Now it becomes a full push by itself. It becomes a full push by itself. Omar Abzeire, Kavosi Yidim Yisabo. Tirsin, this is very complicated anymore. Very complicated. Tirsin, Lo yumsu kloy chuposh laotzi belosh tapos. Dushin is Dushin, but limited Dushin, qualified Dushin. not full drushim, not drushimun, there is no chiyuv nisi. Mashein kei, if it's chuposho, so then it is full drushim, it merges into full drushim. Omar Abzirik, I was in the Stavon, he said, Yuxu, Kilo, Chuposho. Pochu, Pocho, Yuxu. Yuxu. Oh, now look in the Rashi. Lo Yuxu, Kilo, Chuposho. You know, the Hedge, 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 the So it's Raya against Rabbi Yisi Bachamim. So, but Abaye, no, it's no Raya against Rabbi Yisi Bachamim. We can say like Rabbi Yisi Bachamim, that on the contrary, once it's Chuposho, so then the Kedushin is Pokah, because then it's not Shayach to have this limited, unique kind of Kedushin. Omer Abaye, the Tanit, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Shmuel, המורס לא יגידי, אוכנם מדרך חופושו, יומוסו, אלא מה יש לכולינה? שחופושו ויכול זרו ונזקצ'ו, אוכנם שחופושו ויכול זרו ונזקצ'ו. שחופושו ויכול זרו ונזקצ'ו. ונזקצ'ו. So then, that's the pshat. But until there is new dushin, so on the contrary, this Gushin cannot continue in Yisrael, because this is a special, unique kind of Gushin that is conducive to a Chilkom, Chilmokes, no Nisen, no Kores. It's a special kind of Nishishish. So only as long as he is a Chetzishim, a Chetzbasheri, that Gushin can have effect. But the moment she is mishtacha, so that dushin is pocket. That dushin is pocket. And if somebody else is mikadosh, so then she becomes an eshishish. Alright, now, let's see the thesis. The second thesis. One of the mishurum, period the contrast, the mishuprukte da moroi lulinu nisaptole, eini nai haru dushin, the koshe de rafiz de gute pishtole da haru dushin. ורב ורבון אינם יכול הרבה מכי אביו לרב חיזה ונראה בניסת תורי כי גם רדושים רישים איפה So in other words, so there is a מחלוקת between Rashi and Tesis. In order to understand the Rashi book, it's necessary to go over this Gemara. And apparently the Rashi book agrees with Rashi's Pshat in Rav Chizkiya, not with Tesis' Pshat in Rav Chizkiya. Not in this part. The Rashba is the now. Rav Chizkiya himself is the one who said on the previous omet that he was really come Rabbi Baravune. Rabbi Baravune originally is going Mikadish Chotzi Nisho. Mikadish Chetzi Shikom Chetzi Basred with Mikadish Chotzi Nisho, just as Mikadish Chotzi Nisho is in Budesh. So Mikadish Chetzi Shifra v'Chetzi Paschel is also in Mikudeshes. That's what Rabbi Baravuni said. That's what Rabbi Baravuni said. So Rav Chizkiya said, Midome, Hoso, Shia Bidione, Hochemoi Shia Bidione. And Rav Chizkiya said that contrary to what Rabbi Baravune originally said, that is in the Mekudeshes Bivadai, so that she is Mekudeshes. And then, as a result of Rav Chizkiya's, remember, Midome, so Rabbi Baravune was crazy, and he said that she is Mekudeshes Bivadai. But Rav Chizkiya himself had a topic. Maybe Rabbi Ravune's original view was right. And maybe Rabbi Ravune's view was not right. Maybe Rabbi Ravune's final view was right, you see. So we may he had his suffering. So that's why Baptista says, That's how Rashi is. Tetzu says no. Rapide himself had no suffering at all. He was the one who was Matzik and Rabbi Baravune's original view. And because of his asoge, so Rabbi Baravune conceded to Rapide. So how can we say that in the end, Rapide that can be suffering? Maybe Rabbi Baravune's original view is the sound view. That's strange. But he said, no, Raphizde had in Vadai, he was convinced that until she is Nishtachere, so the Dushin is Dushin. But there is another Machlaikis. Suppose somebody is Mikadish, a Chetishiv or Chetzbasfer, assuming that the Dushin is Dushin, what kind of Dushin is it? Limited Dushin. Dushi that is conducive to a chiyuv of korban in the, on the part of the bear and the chiyuv of malchus on the part of the malchus, and then she is nishachet. So there is machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chome and Rav Zeire as to whether the shechu is mafkia limited dushi or the shechu runs the limited dushi into full dushi. So Rav Chizkiya has a subject, whether it's Pokal Kedusha or Gomor Kedusha. So the subject is only in the case where she is Nishtache. But suppose she is not Nishtache, then Rav Chizkiya is convinced, is has a Vada, that the Kedusha is Kedusha. That's the machlokes between Rashi and this. Now let's go to the Rashba again. And let's see whether the Rashba agrees with the Shita of Rashi or with the Shita of Tezvah. Now, the Rashba is Matzik and the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that Oimach Ha'areyat Harufosi is Mikudeshes? Because we pass from like Rav Akiva, and like Rav Chizkiya. That who says that when Rav Akiva says Shifon Chetze Baschelin HaMureses, so Mureses doesn't mean Miyuchedes, but Mureses means Mikudeshes. So he says no, but even Rav Chizkiya has a Sofik. So it's only Mikudeshes Misofik. So how can it be a Vada as a Rosh Hashanah? If by Shifra Rufi itself there is a Sofik where there is Dushin in Shifra Rufi. That is a Sofi and Rambam. But if we are going to say that the Rambam agrees with his Pshat, then there is no Kashi. Because Rav Chizkiya has referenced the case of Chetu Shifra Chetu Baschir and Nishkacho Rufi V'nishtachiro V'chozro V'nishkacho Rishine. So in that case, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chome and Rav Zeire, whether there is Pokal Kedusha or Gomor Kedusha. So Rav Chizkiya is Sofik, maybe the halacha is like Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chome, the Pokal Kedusha. So that's why he says, it's Sofik Kedusha, there is a Nimonavshah. But suppose it's not Nishtachiro, then according to Rav Chizkiya, the boy will pass through like Rav Chizkiya. So, she's Vada Nikodesh, limited Dushin, but anyway, limited Dushin, but it's Dushin. So melee, it becomes a lotion of Dushin. So that's why the Rambam passes. Hareyat Harufosi, so is Nikodesh, so there is no Kashe against the Rambam. All right, now let's summarize. There is no kasha in there, but since we discussed this gemara and we mentioned the teretz and the Rashbam's kasha against the Rambam, so let's see how the Rambam really explains that gemara. The Rambam there is very, very complicated. Dalet Bilchasishes Halocha Dezayin Hamkari Shisho Shechet Shoshifo Yeches Yechet Shebaschenin Eino Mikudeshes Kiddushin Gmuri Adi Tishtach. Not only she is Mikudeshes, but it's not Kiddushin Gmuri. It's limited Kiddushin. It's a special kind of Kiddushin. Why isn't it Kiddushin Gmuri? Because if somebody will be Muzana with her and not the high list, neither the veil nor the nidas. But what will be chayev call? Even the mate it only call, and she, the mazi, will be chayev small. So it's not like Dushin Murim, where there is a few missing cause. So that's why the Rambam says, in Ukadesh is Dushin Murim, Achet Ishtacher. Now, suppose she's Mishtacher, then there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael Bachome and Rav Zeir as to whether it's Pokok Dushel or Gomel Dushel. So in other words, the limited Dushel don't continue. The question is it Pokal Ligamre, Eternus Ligamre, the moment she Ishtachas, or it merges into full Dushel, so that there will be a Hibudis, the Hibudis and Ishtachri, or Gomel Dushel. So in other words, he passes like Rav Zeire that Gomel Dushel. Now, before we, now then the Rambam says, Bo'acher v'kitcho, achar shenishtachero. So the question is this. The Rambam passes like Rav Zeir that Gomel Dushel. And what does Rav Zeir mean, Gomel Dushel? Does it mean Gomel Dushel on the Rabbanu level? Or it means Gomel Dushel on the Raisa level? Obviously, Rav Zeir means on the Raisa level. Because Rav Zeir says, so he's nidayik from the Loshna posi that the moment she nishtachel somebody is bole or he's chayv mise. If the gomru by Rav Chisda would mean on the rabbanu level, how would there be mise? So the gomru obviously means on the raisa level it merges into full dushin, so that if somebody is born also is Chayiv Mise. Chayiv Mise. I mean, that's obvious. I'll say. So the question is this. Manifshah. If the Rambam passes like Rav Zeir, that Kavod Shel Miraise, and the moment somebody is born, he is Chayiv Mise. He is Chayiv Mise. So how can the Rambam say, Bahav Gicho? That's because of Rav Zeir's memory. Misyabem is a lady. Mimonashah. So he says, Bahav Gicho, Ahash Mishtachro, Harei Zu Sofi Gdushin Mishneh. Why Sofi Gdushin Mishneh? To Ruvain, it's Gomu Mishnah. So suppose somebody will come and be Boalel, and this woman who was Nishtachro, to the Chayiv Mise, to the Chayiv Mise. So she's a real Elmo, she's an Ishishish. How can Shimon be Mikadoshev? It's like Shimon being Mikadosh in Ishishish. So we would say that Sofik Dushin Ishneyem. So how is it Sofik Dushin Ishneyem? Why does the Rambam say Sofik Dushin Ishneyem? Because of Afrizdes Melre. Of Chetze Shif, of Chetze Basrei, she is Kachon Rubin. She's in the she's to one. Either to woman or to she. We don't know to whom. We don't know to whom. We don't know to whom. But is she's in the she's to one. But the question is, how can we understand it? If the Rambam passes like Rav Zeir, the gum of the shell. And Rav Zeir means gum of the shell, it means. So, Ishloim the Tesis is alright, because according to Tesis, Rav Zeir himself is a Sokit, but the Aloche is like Rav Yisrael Bachome, or the Aloche is like Rav Zeir. But the Rambam passes like Rav Zeir. So how could there be a Sokit? So then he shouldn't pass through. He shouldn't pass through. Rav Chizkis Memre, wo der Rambam Paskens Rav Chizkis Memre tut, in Paskens in Pirik Bo, Milchesin, Haloche Lamdau, Vollmond, Vollmond, Pirik Bo, Milchesin, Haloche Lamdau. Wenn der Rest Haloche in Pirik Bo, מי שחץ ישיך פה בחץ של הסרי, שנזכת שלו בלי, ונשתח אירו, וכל זו בנזכת שלו ישיך, ומייסו שנייה, נסייבן מסרי למידי, ואינו אין ששיר מייסו, אם דושירות מדושים, אם דושישים עם כלום, ואם דושישים עם דושים, אין דושירות עם כלום, אין דושירות עם כלום. Now let's go back to the Rambam in Chassidus. Now let's see the Das of Israel. Kosova Raimita. Dobo Zen Yeshli Beispon. When he says, go to the shell, so it can be explained in two ways. Lunira Midro. Because he says, Kiddushit Tamashe Godlo. Now what's the Aloche by Dushit Tamashe Godlo? Now he doesn't mean Dushit Tamo when the father was on Kabbalah. Then it's the Shibur, which becomes the Shishish. But it means, if the mother was becoming the Shishish, Al-Bi-Imu, Al-Bi-Ochi, or let's say she herself has already died, let's say she's 10 years old and she has already died. So then, she becomes Mikudeshes Midarabonim. That's called Dushimiyu. So it's a special time. And the Midarabonim level itself, it's a special kind of Shishish. Because sometimes, one could, a woman could be Mekudesh with the Rabbon, but with the Rabbon it's different world. Here, when she's in Skacha, Al-Dinimo, Al-Khiyo, so even on the Rabbon level, it's not different world. She can annul the marriage by making a declaration in the presence of three, in the presence of two, in the Chlekes, in the rates of the plane. So the Aloch is, if Iktano was in Skacha, Al-Dinimo, and so the Rabbon of the Kedushin is valid, but it can be annulled by her. The moment she comes in Deiloi, even though the husband was not born or the Achashe Godlo, so on the Rabbon level, the Kedushin becomes the Rabbon of the Kedushin more. And Miyun is not effective anymore. And then, in order to terminate the Ishes, he has to give her a get. And then, suppose the husband is Boalel, so then there is an Umbenay that his intention was to make the Bialish and Dushin, so then it becomes Nukdushin realized. So, Tano Shibotmo, you also have two situations. If Boalel the Baal, Lacha Shibotmo, then it becomes Dushin realized and Nukdushin. So it's not that this Dushin automatically changes into the new world. There's new Dushin, you should be it. And then, if Loi Boal now, so automatically, on the Rabbono level, it merges into Dushin Mu'im on the Rabbono level. Oh. So he says, the Rambam doesn't say, what does it mean, Gomu Dushin? So, we need a mitvah in Kitamar Shikodlo Gimu Dushin on the Teo in Loi. He says, so the question is, he says, Kidei Shetiloy Lishabu. So what does the Ayin say? What does the Ayin say? Afuloy Bacher Vikicho, Dushio Ishei, Amen Dushimu. Vitsori Chlaze Uli Kadish, Kidei Shetiloy Lishabu. Now, how does the Ayin pass? Apparently, the Ayin passes also like Havzeir. I mean, like Havzeir. Amar Rav Nachman. That's Gomor Mishael. That's Gomor Mishael. But still, until he's Chizer on Kadesh, so she's not an Ishim. So what kind of initiation if she's not initiated? What kind of initiation? So the Ayat is also strange. The Ayat is also strange. Now, what does the Ayat mean? So does the Ayat hold that when Rav Zeirom Rav Nachman says go to the shell, he means only in the Rabbanon? No. Rav Zeirom says Kavoset Din Istavre. Why Kavoset Din Istavre? Because Lo yumsu ki lo yuchuposho, hochuposho yumsu, hochuposho yumsu. So really that means that there's a real mise. So without a set another dush, so each dush more she becomes an issue. So how can the Rebbe say? How can the Rebbe say after we bracha the picture of dush or dush and dush more? So in other words, because now how does the Ayin know that when the Rambam says Gombu Bushel he means Dushin Mun in the Aisha is real Nise? Because the Rambam before in Alokha Tislov said Yisroel Muna Shekile Ishapo Pishu Yakum Gatsene Harelu Dushin Murim Utsriho Getimem. So there it means Dushin Murim, she's an initiation, there's a Pilim Nise on her. So the Mela here, he uses the same expression, Gomu Mishel, it also means there's a Pilim Nise. Alright, but you see, that's only a deal. But there is another Roshan Rampa that the Ayin does mention in Peregimu Melchus Nao in Melchus Yisur Ebir. He doesn't say, Hoy Mishtacher or Kulo, Vichosa Vikicho, Hayom. He doesn't say that. He says, Hoy Mishtacher or Kulo. That's all. Hayom is the best. So it's before Eshin Rambam that the Rambam holds that when Rav Zeira says, Gomu Dushel, it means without new Dusha, by itself, it merges into full Dusha. So then the question arises, if it, by itself it merges into full Dusha, why if Shin comes and is Mikavisher, So she's sofik mikudeshes to each one. Shimon is mikamish and ishishish. Shimon is mikamish and ishishish. Now, I mentioned, I think more than once, the machlokes between the Yeshua and Rabbi Roy. It's a similar mandalat, Rabbi Roy. And the Yeshua is a recipient of the Yeshua. Now, Dushi is not taken seriously. Why? Because Nishishish is an album. There's a few colors in the space. So she's doing cool than all the other rabbis. But the question is, suppose we had a Nishishish, we visualize a Nishishish, who is not an album. Who is not an album. Can Kedushi be taken in her? In other words, let's say, Ruben was the cabin she had to ship for the Hatcher Paschal. According to Rabbi Ki, and according to the Amire, like Rabbi Barabune at the end, that when Rabbi Ki says more vessels, he means the Kadeshis. She is divine Kadeshis. She was not the Shmacher. Because if she is the Shmacher, so then either it's Poku Dushin or Gomu Dushin. So she has a new status. But suppose she still is a Chetashit of Chetashit. She becomes first woman as a Chetashit. Then she decides to be a Chetashit. You die. Is she in Kodeshit to Shin to or not? So you could say she is in Kodeshit. Because generally speaking, if somebody goes over to Nishishish as being Chetashit, she's an elf. So how could you should be taken? But here she is not an elf. There is no Chetashit. Only if you call Malkis for her and Kohen for him, so she's like Chayyavulav. Dushin is taken to Chayyavulav. So Yeshua says, no, even though she, this Chetze Shifa or Chetze Baschel, Kedem Shemishtach. So, it's only Chayyavulav. She's not Chayyavulav. She's not an apple. Because she's clear to Ruben, how can she become clear to Shimon? So in other words, when do we have to resort to this Arabo? There's the other rabbis. Sobi, Sime, Ishisochi. So there, the only reason is why we should not take it because of Israel. But by Ishishish, even there hadn't been an Ishishish. One could not be in Kaddish, a married woman. She's already Knuyot to the first husband. How could she become Knuyot to the other husband? Very stubborn. Still, Davin Meluim, because of certain riots, is Chilkan to Yeshua. Even though Mizrasloe, the Yeshua is very stubborn. How is Shayach to say? She should become Kodeshis to Shimon when she is the wife of Kohen. She is clear to all that. No, as a woman as a king in Israel. The Amnuim is her. And the Amnuim says, Kedem Shemishtachero, so Dushin is taken. Because she is not an elf. She is not an elf. She is not an elf. think that in connection with Chatzah Shifa or Chatzah Pascha'im, connection with Chatzah Shifa or Chatzah Pascha'im, according to the Rambam, we have two kinds of limitations in the Kishon. Now the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, that Shifa Harufa means Chetzer Shifa or Chetzer Baschelin, Hamoreses and Moreses doesn't mean as Rabbi Baravune said originally in Yocheles, but Moreses means Moreses Mamesh, Mikudeshes. Mikudeshes. That's the Psaka Rabbi. So she is Mikudeshes. She becomes a Nishishish. But it's not regular Nishishish. It's limited Nishishish. Limited in what way? In the sense that whereas regular dushi is dushi that is mechayev the mizame mise kores and mise, so this dushi is mechayev the mizame only kol, so it's higher law. So the dushi is limited dushi. Dushi sheino mimori. In what sense in the word? That it's only Chayov Elav, not Isakores or Mrs. Best. It's not the Dushin of Kores and Mrs. Best, only of Chayov Elav. That's one limitation of Chayov Elav. And then there's another limitation of Chayov Elav. Now, Rabbi Baravune originally held that Hamkadish Chatzah Shifa or the Chatzah Baschelin is in the Mikdashis. Why? Because it's analogous to Mikdash Chatzisha. Because there are two halves in the Chatzah Shifa Chatzah Baschel. There is the Chatzah Shifa and there is the Chatzah Baschel. The Chatzah Shifa certainly could not become Mikdashis. She is a Shifa. The Chatzah Shifa could not become Mikdashis. So, which Tzad in the Isha could become Mikdashis? The Chetzer Baschel could become Mikdashis. So, in another sense, it's limited Dushi. Because in regular Dushi, the whole issue is Mikdashis. Here, another whole issue is Mikdashis. Only the Chetzer Baschel is Mikdashis. The Chetzer Shifo is not Mikdashis. The Chetzer Shifo is not Mikdashis. It's not Mikdashis. So that's another limitation on the Kedushin. So it's irregular in two ways. First of all, the Kedushin is irregular Kedushin in the sense it's not Kedushin of Mrs. Bezin and Kores, it's a Kedushin of Chayav Elav, of Kolbim and Malkes. And then it's irregular in another sense, because a regular Eishishish is. So the whole Yishon is Mikdashis. Here only Chotzi is Mikdashis. So the Shittes HaRambam is that when Rav Zeire or Rav Nachman says Gomur Dushel, he means that whereas originally it was limited Dushin in the sense it was only Chayav Elav, so now it becomes Gomur Dushel into Dushi Kores and Mrs. Bez. But the Dushi is not dispatched in the other half of the issue. Because originally only one half of the issue was Mikdashis. The original Chetzer Baschel, but the original Tzachikus was not Mikdashis. So even now when she is Mishtachreya, the original Chetzer Shifo is still in front. Is still not Mikdashis. One could say that Gomor Dushel means it's Gomor in both senses. First of all, it merges into a Dushi of Kores and Miseh, and it expands the Dushi into the whole Isha, into the other Chotzi Isha too. No, Shikharam is not like that. As far is the Hotzi sheep always concerned? So originally she did not become Kodeshes. So the original Sachif, who's one half of the Isha, did not become Kodeshes originally. So that remains Nuripon, not the Kodesh. But the original Satchaeus that became Kodeshes in a limited way, in Dushi Lavu, in Dushi Hayav Lavu, so now it merges into Dushi Kores and Zerbes. But only Chotzi Isha is Kodeshes now, Dushi Mori. But Chotzi Isha is not Kodeshes at all. Chotzi Isha remains a Kriya. Remains a Kriya. It sounds strange, but that is the Shitas Arambam. Some Rebbele, the Shitas Arambam is like this. When she was a Chetzio Shifcho, the Chetzio Basre, so then she was considered as a double personality. It's a Satsu. You cannot even relate to a Satsu. Because Oset Zad Abdus Umeitzi Zad Cheos. So it's like we have two aspects. We have a double personality. We have an aspect of Chiyuv and we have an aspect of Chiyuv. So in the Chet Yeshiva Chet Yisraeli, at the time that Rubin was the Kaddisha, we had two parts in her, two aspects. We had the aspect of the Shifo and the aspect of the Basfeli. So Dushi was steadfast in which aspect in her? In the Tzad Shifus. But in the Tzad Shifus, Dushi was not steadfast. But even in the Tzad Cheus, the Dushi was steadfast. So what kind of Dushi was steadfast in Tzad Cheus? Limited Dushi, higher level Dushi. Not higher because higher business. Now, when she's Mishtachio, so according to Rav Zeire, it merged into higher because Dushni, higher business. But only the Tzadcheos merges into, but the Tzadchifus remains there. He was never Mikadisha, the Tzadchifus. So there is the one half of the Isha that is not in Shishisha. There is a Tzad Shishish in this woman, and the Tzad Shishish is an Shishish more, but there is a Tzad Nuyo in her. And then the Tzad Nuyo is a Nuyo more. Is a Nuyo more. Some Mele, when she comes and is Mikadisha, so Shin Dushin also is also famous. How can it be different in the album? How can it be different in the album? And how can, as the Yeshua says, how can it be different when she's already clear to woman? The answer is, which part of the Yeshua is clear to woman? The original Satheos part of the Yeshua is clear to woman. But the original Tzachifus part in the woman is not clear to woman. So Mele, the original Tzachifus part is now also Chaos, but it's not clear to woman. And the original Tzachifus part is not in the Alvatashi. So Mele, Dushin by the Kedushi Shinen can be held in the original Tzachifus part. I know it sounds very mystical. I know. But that's how the Rambam apparently explains the Gemara. So the Meiler Rav Chisda says, not as Rashi says, that Rav Chisda is something for the Dalochim like Rabbi Barabunis, so original view, or like Rabbi Barabunis final view, or as Tisha says, Rav Chisda is something for the Dalochim is like Rabbi Sipachomi of Rav Nachman, or like Rav Zeira of Rav Nachman. Well, Rab frees the halt completely, like Rab Zeire. I mean, Rab frees the halt completely, like Rab Zeire and Rab Nachman. Then Gobel the Shell. And Gobel the Shell means he becomes Dushi Kores, Dushi is his best. But in which part of the Isha? In the original Tzatcheus part of the Isha, he becomes Dushi Kores and Dushi is his best. But in the original Tzachifus part of the Isha, he does not become Mikudeshes. It's not Gomor Mishael. So in other words, the original Tzatcheus becomes a Mishishis of Kores and Mishishis, but the original Tzatchifus remains full. It's not Mikudeshes to him. So the original Tzatchifus is not an album. The original Tzatchifus is not color to him. So mainly even according to the Pnei Yeshua, so Pusha can do this. Because we have two parts in the issue. Now the question is, so why did the Rambam say, V'achar shtichot, that Tzafriz is din, Ahar shenishtachor, Harei zuzun, Dushin yishneyem, why something is Dushin? So it should be, Vada Dushin yishneyem, not something Dushin. The answer is, here we have to apply the concept of din something. Now I mentioned the aloha of din something. You don't like to continue, or I should stop now? Don't like to continue? Yes? Okay. Now, the Din Sofik is in Yomim. Now, I'm going to mention it again. Because I want to mention the comparison with Binash Moshes. There is Gemore. Takes a fistful of the flower. and that is niktar on the mizbeach. The cayman's is niktar on the mizbeach. It's burned on the mizbeach. And the rest of the flour is lecha. The rest of the mincho is lecha. Is lecha. The rest of the mincho is lecha. So in other words, the imarun, that's the counterpart in zebach of the kemetz, and the bosho that is nechal in a zebach is the counterpart of the sharai. In a mincho, the sharai is nechal. So what is contained within the fistful, that's the kemetz. Now, suppose, let's say, something protrudes like this, so that's definitely sharai. The Gemara is not by, you see, the piece of handkerchief that is between the two fingers, between the thumb and the index finger. So that's bina dinai. So bina dinai, does it have a din of kinetz? Or and it's nectar on the mizbeach, or it has a din of sharayim and it's nechah. So then the Gemara says, always. So then the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chanan, Hoda Pashti Yishua Benuze, Bin Adonaiim Sofik. The Bin Adonaiim Sofik. So all the Peshim and the Kashan, Michael Mashal. It's an Abaye. So what, how was the Abaye resolved? By saying it's a Sofik. It's really a good Abaye. I mean, doesn't make sense. And Gemara asks, and Abaye, Gemara asks, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Boi Reb Shui Benuze, Bin Adonaiim Shalim, Kein Tzimah. So then the Gemara is Peshe, it's on, well, that was the Abaye's on, so my Kumash Bo. So the Gitvo, that from Zayet, Omer Tzimah, and the Gemara is it. Because that man Doma, but Yeshua ben Zoye had his sofik, where the Arpidin ben Adonai is considered as kimetz or is considered as sharai. Then the Gemara was patient. It has a din sofik. There are two kinds of sofiks. In other words, there is a sofik that is grounded in the song in the end. Let's say tumtum. We don't know whether it is Zohar or is in Kiyo. So it's grounded in ignorance. It's only Tumtum Shemikha and it's Zohar. Tumtum Shemikha and it's in Kiyo. This is what surgeons do today. Some babies are born Tumtum. So they perform an operation. So some Tumtums turn out after the operation to have the organs of the male, Mikha and Zohar, and some turn out to have the organs of a female. Now, let's say androgynous has both organs. So Naragisi says that androgynous barely with the atzme. So we chiyu b'chachon. So what's the pshat? We chiyu b'chachon doesn't mean it's not that the chachon were ignorant. They were not ignorant. They knew exactly what unreadiness is. Unreadiness has both characteristics, has both organs. So the question is, does he have a deen of his heart? Or does he have a deen of any people? So that's a deen subject. That's a deen subject. In other words, it's not that we don't know. He has a deen of his heart. Why does he have a deen of his heart? Because he has the organs of the man. He has a deen of any people. Why does he have a deen of any people? Because he has the organs of the but one is says of the other. So in melee, al pidin it's treated as something. Now, androgynous is an example I mentioned. Because Rabbeisi says, androgynous value with Nyatsi, but we hear with Chon. What does it mean by value with Nyatsi? We hear with Chon something, but you say something. So the pshat, the plain pshat is, in other words, it's a din something. In other words, when something partakes of two antithetical aspects, so you cannot say it is vada like this. After all, it partakes. likes of the other in the third class. You cannot say it's better like the other. You partake of the first and the third class. So the male, it becomes, it's treated as, now the Litva don't mention that. The Litva says, he mentions Binash Moshes. He says, Binash Moshes is of games of fire. So it's not, that's what the Litva says. It's not the Chachamim and his Sofim, they were ignorant. The Chachamim did not have a poet where the Binash Moshes, the interval between sunset and the Tzitzak Chovim, is him of Allah. No, but Binash Moshes is real the Chitzach Mishtam Shemiyavu. What is Binash Moshes? The sun has set. So maybe it's already dark. But still, the sun did not set so many degrees below the horizon that it should be totally dark. It's dark. But there is a reflection of the rays of the sun on the horizon. And you can see a little bit. You couldn't read a whole book, I mean, during Binash Moshes, but you could read big letters, I mean, a few words you could read. So on one hand, it is liable, because the Torah says, Vayera Vayivecha, Yenachot. So the fact that the sun set makes it liable. But then the Torah says, so what is it liable when it's chishach? Binash Moshes, it is chishach, and it is there too. It is both. It is both until it's like hobby when it's completely dark. So it partakes of two antithetical aspects. So the male, what is it? Yeah, of course it's here. There is still the light. The chishach or liable, but it's not completely. But is the fire? It is Chesach. This is extent. So it's both. How can it be both? One is Chesach and the other. So it requires them. Anyway, the difference is Binash Moshes as it is. So the Gemara had Nabai. Is it? Does it have a din of Kenes or does it have a din of Shirai? So the more spaceship, it's both. The Mele requires it in something, because on one hand it should be Shirai because it protrudes, you know. On the other hand, it doesn't protrude far enough, you know. Only in the night. So the Mele it's both. So it requires it in something. Anyway, there is such a concept of it in something. So here too. Here too. If it is. Here too. In other words, the Rambam says. So in other words, only if Boacha v'ticho achashimushtach, but kedim she Boacha v'ticho, so the Rambam says in Berdiun l'chzisol b'ye, that there is even a chiyuv nisi. Why? Because God on the shell. So what is the pshat in the Rambam God on the shell? Because the Kedushin in the Chetzot Shemachet Vaschirin was irregular in two-fold way. First of all, it was irregular in the sense that originally it was only Kedushin of Chayav Elav, not of Chayav Koras and Mitzvah Bezer. Now it became Gomor into Kedushin of Chayav Koras and Mitzvah Bezer. And then, originally, it took effect only in Chotzi Isha, who was Mekadeshes. The other Chotzi, the Chetzi Shifo, did not become Mekadeshes. So the original Chatzis Shifra remained in the Neshita, remained in Milo. So true that the original Chatzis Vascheilin is an Ishishish more, but the original Chatzis Shifra is a Kyudo. So in Mele, so what is she? She's both. So it's a din. So in Mele, the Kedushin, so she is an Alvot to Shimon, and she's not an Alvot to Shimon. She is an Alvot to Shimon because one half of the Isha is Mukadeshes to Ruben, Nishishish, and there is a few of chorus in Bola, Lachashishna. But she's not an Alvot to Shimon because the other half is Pnuyot to Shimon, is still not Mukadeshes. And given according to the Yeshua, Kedushin can be taken. The Kedushin by Shimon can be taken in the other half because only the original Chetzer Vascheilin is coming to Ruvin. The original Chetzer Shifra is not coming to Ruvin at all. It's still not coming to Ruvin. Some male Kedushin can be taken to a certain extent, but it's a philosophic. So Dushin can be taken and Dushin cannot be taken. So to the extent that she is Mukadeshes to Ruvein, she could not be Mukadeshes to Shimon. In other words, or to put it in other words, the Chetzio, the original Chetzio Baschelin, could not become Mukadeshes to Shimon. The original Chetzio Bashifo can become Mukadeshes to Shimon. But it's still one person. It's not completely two individuals. It's still one person. So the male, there is a still in her. There is a double personality in her. There is a tzadi shishish, and there is a tzad pnuyo in this issue. So the male, dushi shimen can be Davis, but not completely. Only in the original Tzachifus Dushishin can take this. But in the original Tzachreus, so Dushishin is not taking this. Some Mele, to a certain extent, she becomes an Elvo and Ruvein as a result of the twist of Dushin in by Shimon in the original. Tzachifus, so really she becomes an Albert Ruvein. So it's mapped to a certain extent, it's mapped to Dusha Ruvein also. Because Rashi in Bobes, I think it's in Bobes, Daphne Tess. Rashi in Bobes, Daphne Tess says that the halacha, that the Albert Dusha is not a face, does not only imply that even the time of the Dusha. So if somebody is Mekadesh her, while she's an Elvo, so Kedushin is not Davis. Even if the Kedushin were Hal before she was an Elvo, and then she became an Elvo, so that's Mafia Kedushin. Because the Gemara says, Hakel Meidin, the Kedushin is Davis Benigon. Hakel Meidin, the Kedushin is Davis Benigon. Even Nigon, there is a few parts. So Rashi says, how do we know that Hakel Meidin, the Dushin is Davis in Ego? Even Rabbi Akiva, who says the Dushin is not Davis Chayor Lava, and even Rabbi Shebo, who says the Dushin is not Davis even Chayor Yesek, but the need of Dushin is Davis. So Rashi says, because the regular woman, the usual woman, every month she becomes an Ego. So if Dushin wouldn't be Davis in an Ego, so every time a married woman becomes an idol, the Dushin should be Pukka. And we don't say